Okay, Maseches Brachos, Perkches Mishnah Dalet, 8-4. Once again, we're talking about halachas of dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai with respect to the laws of Seuda, Hilchos Seuda, of eating meals. Here, we're talking about what happens after the meal. Now, just like the previous two Mishnayos, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel, where there was the real pivotal points of Machlokas had to do with an issue that you can never figure out without someone telling you or the Gemara telling you, and that's true here in Mishnah Dalet. So I will tell you what it is. The Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai really revolves around whether one may use a waiter, a shamish, to be the servant who's taking care of the meal and clearing up from the table, etc., who is unversed in the rules of Hilchos Seuda. We'll call that person an Am Haaretz. So Beis Shammai say, ironically here, Beis Shammai is more lenient in this regard, meaning Beis Shammai say, yes, you may use an unlearned waiter. And Beis Hillel say, no, you may not. A person has to be careful to make sure that his waiter is always well-versed in the halachas of Seuda. And therefore, a person can rely on his waiter to make sure that certain halachic mishaps don't happen. That being the case, the Mishnah here is going to talk about, just peripherally, the issue of mayim achronim. Mayim achronim is the obligation to wash one's hands after he or she has eaten before benching. It's actually the Gemara in Brachos in Nun Gimel brings a pasuk to Nasmachle, but the pasuk is Viskadashtem Vayisen Kadoshim. You will sanctify yourself and you will be holy. So the first Hiskadashtem, the first sanctification, is talking about Mayim Rishonim, washing your hands before you eat bread. And the second Vayisen Kadoshim, to be sanctified, is referring to Mayim Achronim. So you see that cleanliness being next to godliness is actually a Torah concept. In any case, the Gemara requires that one washes hands or her hands prior to benching. There is another reason given elsewhere that the concern of when one is required, as one should, eat some salt at the end of his meal, according to the Gemara, then he'll end up getting a certain kind of caustic salt called melech stomas on his fingertips, which might end up in his eyes, which could damage his eyes severely or cause blindness, and therefore we require a person to wash his hands or her hands after eating to make sure there's no salt left on his or her fingertips. Now, there's a Tosfos that says that the salt's not around anymore. The Rambam says, anyways, you should wash your hands. Many Achronim say one definitely should wash my Achronim from the Ashkenazi side. The Gra Magen Avraham, for sure, very strict on it. They wanted to use Revius, the Gra, etc. Svardim are Machmir for it. Like the Rambam, they very noteworthily say Mayim Achronim Chova before they do their Mayim Achronim to remind a person that it's a strict obligation, as the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The Mishnah Berurah and Aruch Shulchan are a little more lenient on this. For a person who has a specific minag not to Mayim Achronim, he need not. But putting all that aside, when one washes Mayim Achronim, which one certainly must do if his hands are grimy, according to all opinions, before benching, because you can't bench with grimy hands, there's a concern in this Mishnah that water might splash out of the receptacle into which one is pouring the Mayim Achronim and splatter onto some pieces of food, pieces of bread, left on the table or even on the floor or around the eating area. There's an important piece of Jewish hashkafa here. You see, and you will see, how central a value it is to not waste food. Food shouldn't get ruined. And here the concern is that if you do Mayim Achronim and you're not careful, significant pieces of food, meaning food bigger than a kazayas, an olive's bulk of food, could get wasted by being rendered sort of repugnant by having Mayim Achronim splash onto it. And therefore, everyone's going to agree in principle, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that before you do Mayim Achronim, you have to make sure that there are no pieces of bread bigger than a kazayas around that might inadvertently get ruined when one washes Mayim Achronim. The machlokas here in our Gemara, the explicit machlokas is, since Beis Hillel are strict and say you must use a waiter who is well-versed in the laws of Seuda, not Am Haaretz, so the waiter will make sure that if it's time to wrap up, do Mayim Achronim on bench, that all the big pieces of bread will be cleaned up and removed from the table and eating area, and there's no chance of mishap. Whereas Beis Shammai say one may use an unlearned waiter, and that being the case, Beis Shammai say you can't rely on them. You have to take matters into your own hands and clean up your eating area of any significant pieces of food and bread prior to doing Mayim Achronim, lest accidentally some food get rendered repugnant and inedible. So again, you see how important it was to Chazal to not waste food. So now the Mishnah inside. Mishnah reads, Beis Shammai Omrim, Mechab Denes Abayis, V'achar Kach Noten Liyadayim. First, you must clean up the eating area, literally mechabdin et habayis, mechabed from the root to make, you know, respectable. But here it means to sweep up, to clean up. Et habayit, which literally means the house, but of course it doesn't mean to sweep your whole house. It means clean up the room, the area in which you ate. V'achar kach, once you've cleaned up the eating area and ensure there's no possible pieces of bread that are big enough that they might get ruined by Mayim Achronim, then noten liyadayim. Achar kach, then you may wash your hands after that. Again, you can't rely on the waiter to do it for you and make sure this doesn't happen because you are allowed, according to Beis Shammai, to use an unlearned waiter. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, they say, since you must use a waiter who is well-versed in the halachas of Suda, that waiter would never let you leave a piece of bread that's a kazayas amount around to get ruined by Mayim Achronim, and therefore, noten liyadayim, you are allowed, of course, to wash your hands without having cleaned up the area first, relying on the waiter, and then v'achar kach mechabdenes habayis, of course, cleanliness is next to godliness. You won't leave a mess after you eat. You must clean up the house, but you can clean up the house after you do the benching.